So yesterday, Kevin O'Neill from Celtic Studios was in studio with us, and we were talking about a number of things, just the state of the film industry in Baton Rouge with the strike going on and whatnot. And he told me about a movie that's premiering tomorrow night called Chances, which is produced by Scott Sullivan, who joins us in studio now. When I heard about the movie, when I heard about what went into it and the story being told here, I was like, oh, this is a must, because I do a segment called Top Stories and Trending, where basically just about every day there's a story about a shooting in Baton Rouge. This story dives into the trauma that follows violence. Scott, welcome aboard. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. So native of New Orleans, now a Baton Rouge resident.
That's right.
How long you been here?
Oh, long enough to really be a Baton Rougean.
Gotcha.
By now.
Yeah.
Graduated Baton Rouge High, LSU. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Chances, what put you on this path?
Well, I guess you can say that this is a topic that compels us all to really take a look at it. It's something that can't be ignored. And I, being a filmmaker, have found that film can be a very engaging method to communicate a message, but also, more importantly, create conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Hiller Moore and I had a few talks, and this idea developed out of those talks, and here we are off to the races.
The description on IMDb for Chances says, in the aftermath of a brush with death, Kevin is given an opportunity to avoid possible jail time by entering a new therapy program. What seems like an easy way out turns out to be exactly the opposite, as Kevin faces his biggest obstacle himself. With mounting pressures to avenge a rival gang's blatant disrespect competing with his inner journey, Kevin navigates treacherous dilemmas and faces life-altering choices to fight a battle on the outside that he discovers can only be won within. Right within there, mm-hmm. I'm hearing so many different things that in their visits on this show, Hiller Moore and Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul have repeated so many times over and over again.
Really?
What stood out to me the most from that description is, with mounting pressures to avenge a rival gang's blatant disrespect.
Yes.
You could back this up here. The number of times that Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul has sat in that chair right there and said, today's victim is tomorrow's suspect, and today's suspect is tomorrow's victim.
Yes.
Breaking that cycle is a good chunk of what, or goes into the story that you put together here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, like you said, a lot of this is cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, you know, that's obvious to us. What's not so obvious is, how do you interrupt that cycle? Because this type of thing, this cycle, these circumstances, they're not simple circumstances. We're dealing with situations that involve taking something that's irreplaceable, someone's life,
mm-hmm.
a son, a daughter, a father, a mother. So naturally, you're not going to have a simple solution here. It's going to be very and extremely complex, which requires us to sit down and have some very complex conversations. And there's a lot to figure out. And that's just the reality of it.
Walk us through, without spoilers, walk us through a little bit of Kevin's journey.
Well, Kevin is a victim of gun violence.
Yes.
I'll give you that much.
Okay.
Now,
well, that's in the trailer.
Yeah, it is. The thing that I think may surprise us about Kevin's journey is that it's a very internal journey. And that's a lot of what the film gets at.
Mm-hmm.
The idea here is that there's a lot that has to happen within a person in order for them to change on the outside.
You can lead a horse to water, sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the thing we want to explore is, what exactly does that internal, what does it look like, or what mm-hmm. could it look like?
Yeah.
And you have an internal journey that's great, but there are some really profound external effects that internal journey causes.
Mm-hmm.
So you also have to look at that stuff too.
Well, and every step along the way is I don't want to say an opportunity. Every step along the way presents the challenge that next step could be the one where you just fall off.
Yeah.
And you lose sight of that journey, and you downward spiral from there.
Yeah.
Scott Sullivan's our guest. He's the producer of Chances, which premieres tomorrow night. Getting back to the story, as far as Kevin's story is concerned,
okay.
Comparing that to your notes from Hiller Moore along the way, how close to reality did you want to keep this, and how much artistic interpretation did you want to take?
You know, that's a great question. And that particular question is, there's a thought where you have to be very careful mm-hmm. with how you approach this, because there is, this is a film. So there's going to be a lot of artistic license to the way things happen, but we're trying to tell a very real story. But at the same time, we have to respect the fact that, this story is different for everybody, and yeah. it happens differently for everybody. And while we're watching it on film, this kind of story is very real for somebody. And that's something you have to respect when you're going into this. But the idea is that it, what the story does show will kind of draw out and produce the conversations that need to be had in real life.
And I think this is one where there's a gap. If all you do is read the headlines, if all you do is see the different news outlets that post up stories about violence in Baton Rouge, it's very easy to write it off without taking into account the internal struggle.
Yeah.
That we're talking about people, not headlines and statistics.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, Brian. We become jaded. And it's not just with the street violence, it's violence in general in the world. And it's something that I think, or I hope that as time goes on, we begin to stop and take a look at, because there's something very unnatural about it. But it's become too normal for us, and that's a concern.
Scott Sullivan's our guest. He's the producer of Chances, which premieres tomorrow night. Which theater?
Celebrity Theaters.
Which is, off of
Jones Creek.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Love that. Let's talk about the movie-making process a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
How much of Louisiana is this?
Oh, this is all Louisiana.
Yes!
Yes. This was done totally in Baton Rouge. About 95% of it was filmed right at Celtic Studios.
Okay.
And all the cast and crew are either from Baton Rouge or not far. This little town called New Orleans. Not sure if you've heard of it.
Heard of it once or twice. Yeah. Well, we check in NOLA every once in a while. So the making of it here from, you said about 95%.
Yeah.
Okay. Walk me through. And this is just, I love the movie business. I love the business of movies.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of jobs and potential for job growth right here in our city that goes into it. I mean, we all Absolutely. Love the cool end of it. We all love, you know, the finished product that's up on the big screen,
yeah.
the flashy lights and whatnot. But I'm more about, like, is my neighbor's mortgage getting paid?
Right.
So when you talk about that level of Louisiana involvement here, the process working with Celtic, the availability of workers, the talent level of those workers, walk me through that. How was your experience?
Well, my experience is a unique one. I'm an independent filmmaker,
mm-hmm.
so I don't have any big Hollywood studios pushing behind me. So I am really totally dependent on the talent pool here in Louisiana and the infrastructure, the film infrastructure right here in Louisiana,
yeah.
not pulling from anywhere else. And what I find is that it's a fantastic experience. We have more treasures here right in our own city than people realize. And Kevin O'Neill and I talk about this every day, that we just run into people who are here, who are affiliated with the film business in some type of way,
mm-hmm.
That it surprises you. It's you begin to realize we have all the ingredients right here in our city.
Man, I know I told you I'd have you out by 7:50. Do you have anywhere you're going to be right now? Because can I keep you for one more segment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're coming up on a break.
Okay.
We got your money now. We're going to check traffic. Come back. We're talking with Scott Sullivan. Chances premieres tomorrow night at Celebrity Theater. About 4 minutes to go here. I'm appreciative of Scott Sullivan for sitting around, sitting in with us for one more segment. Chances premieres tomorrow night at Celebrity Theaters. You ready?
For the premiere?
Yeah.
Never really ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you know when it's time? I mean, perfection can be the enemy of the very good, right?
Yeah. It's never done.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Especially you know, for perfectionists like myself, I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I try. But it's forever something there that needs to be tweaked. So the challenge is to just leave it alone.
Born in New Orleans, primarily raised in Baton Rouge, high school through now in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
when you do a film like this, when you tell a story like the one told in Chances, mm-hmm. does it open up the creative juices to want to tell other Baton Rouge based stories or Louisiana tackle other Louisiana problems through film?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's
absolutely.
Next?
Absolutely. I mean, there's gun violence itself.
Yeah.
There's many complex branches to that. So there's more stories about that mm-hmm. That I'd love to tell. Stories like this that reach young people or a younger audience, and the power for these types of methods to engage them and get them talking and thinking is amazing. So things like sexual assault, you know, let's talk about that.
Yeah, domestic violence is rampant in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, let's talk about
both of those. Yeah,
mental health, suicide. You know, I have a slate of films that deal with that, and would love to find a partner for that as well. Because these are things that need to be explored.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely, they do. You talk about suicide. I mean, not to go a whole too soon route, but the body they just pulled out of the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
It's starting to look like it. I mean, you want to talk about storytelling. Dude's on his way from Oklahoma back home to Florida, stops off in Baton Rouge, and we all know the rest of the story from the headlines from there. But, like, that's just one more example of how, you know, a day in our life is a whole world in somebody else's.
Yes.
You know, it's just a glimpse of what we see versus what's going on behind the scenes. And you have the opportunity to make that so much bigger.
Yeah, well, it's how can we be proactive on each other's behalf?
Yeah.
That's really what we do. We see that headline, we find a body in the river. We were too late somewhere.
Yeah.
Some kind of way we were too late. So how do we begin to look at these issues before the events happen? Can we start measuring ourselves by the efforts we make there?
He is Scott Sullivan. The movie's called Chances. It premieres tomorrow night at Celebrity Theaters. Gotta love that partnership, man. I love what Celebrity Theaters does.
Yes, yes. Great place.
Yeah. The corner of Jones Creek and George O'Neill.
That's right. You got it.
Yep. Corner of George Creek and Jones O'Neill. I'll go check out Chances. It's a local story told by local storyteller, starring local people, set in your own backyard. And like I saw the trailer. It's going to punch you in the gut.
Hopefully.
It's going to punch you in the gut.
Hopefully.
But it is also worth the ride. Man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Man.
It's just fantastic. Looking forward to having you on in the future.
Yes, yes. Anytime, man.
He is Scott Sullivan.